Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Moses for Zion's Prayer.
The king of Syria became angry when he suspected that there was a spy in their ranks, since it seemed that every time he sought to corner the king of Israel, he would somehow escape, as if he knew exactly where the Syrians would be and what they were going to do. One of his aides informed him that it was not a spy among them, but rather that Elisha, the prophet, was able to know his whereabouts and plans and was informing the king of Israel. Thus he set out to capture Elisha, who was in the city of Dothan, by sending a great host of soldiers, horses, and chariots to surround the city. When Elisha's servant arose early the next morning, he was struck with fear as he saw the surrounding army with no hope of escape. He excitedly awoke Elisha, expressing his despair and overcome with fear. Yet the man of God seemed to have no fear at all, and spoke words of comfort to him, saying, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." These should have been comforting words to the servant, yet they offered little immediate help to him, because he could not clearly see what Elisha saw by the eye of faith. The servant longed for deliverance from the enemy, but he could not see the grounds upon which to hope for such until his eyes were opened to behold the glory and might of him who is mighty to save. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The gospel is a glorious message of hope and deliverance. Yet it can afford no comfort or help at all to those who are blind, even as the scripture describes them dead in trespasses and sins. This is exactly what the Lord said to Nicodemus. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless and until a man is born from above, he will remain in his natural state of spiritual death, unable to see the truth of God and unwilling to embrace it." We see that truth illustrated very plainly in this account of Elisha's servant. He could only see what natural men see. He had some measure of confidence, no doubt, in the prophet, even as natural men have some measure of confidence in their own religious standing. Yet he lacked understanding and had no vision of the things which are hidden from the natural man, and therefore remained ignorant of the truth of God. We see the grace of God demonstrated as the Lord opened his eyes and removed his fears when he showed him his chariots of fire. The servant of Elisha was a man of humble means, fearful demeanor, and knowledgeable of his own weakness and inability to deliver himself. He could not be greatly affected by the power of positive thinking or description of how he could be saved by his free will. Though he was blind by nature, he was greatly favored of God to be given eyes to see the salvation of the Lord. These Syrian soldiers, on the other hand, were certain of what they could see and confidently thought they could easily take a lone prophet into captivity by their own devices, even as religious men think that they can attain unto the kingdom of God through their own wisdom and supposed righteousness. By nature, all men are blind. All are deserving of wrath. Yet by the same nature, all men think they can see. The prophets of free will assure them that they can be saved any time they are ready to exercise their choice to be saved. Such a message is steeped in the wisdom of men, and they will use their sight to prove their theories and reinforce the natural man's conviction that he can somehow earn the favor of God. Men are born into this world believing that they have a free will, and no man can convince them otherwise. The only way that any man can become acquainted with what he truly is by nature is to be made to see. Only those who are made to see can behold the glorious salvation that is found in Jesus Christ alone. The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.